And welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Riley County Councilor Clancy Holman. We had quite a flurry of calls there for a little bit a few minutes ago. So anybody still wants to call in, you still can, 785-537-1350. And guys, we're talking a lot about some state issues. Let's kind of shift to a little more local topic, and that being the shooting range. It's been a topic for the county for the past few years, and it seems like the wheels are kind of moving a little faster right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So our current shooting range lease is set to expire in 2019, and that's at an old rock quarry in Zinedale area. The owners are wanting to significantly increase the lease price, how much they charge the county if we renew the lease there. At the same time, after looking around at other options, Fort Riley has offered to let us use their shooting ranges for free, and they're basically bending over backwards to make it workable for us with running electricity out to the site, doing some dirt work for us, giving us a key to a restricted access gate. So it's looking really promising. I know that Geary County or Junction City, can't remember which one, police department already uses some of the shooting ranges on Fort Riley, and they're working with them for that. Now we're at the point where we're basically have the attorneys working out the fine details of the agreement.
Do we have any sort of timetable that we can kind of look at as far as what to expect?
I think the sooner the better, just for working on moving from the other location and budgeting purposes. 2019 is going to be here before we know it. Time passes pretty quickly. We're 2 years out, and of course that means we've got to have everything really finalized by mid-2018 for the budget discussions. Really, we've basically got a year to finalize whatever we're going to do there.
Now, and maybe Clancy, this question is kind of more for you, or comments maybe more for you. When looking at the agreement with Fort Riley, I know there's a lot of things to kind of look out for, because overall that is a federal property. So when it comes to who's setting the rules, that's definitely on their end of things.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you raise a great point, and there's no question who's setting the rules for actual use of the facility. No matter what kind of agreement we come up with, and I think it's, as Commissioner Wilson said, I think it's a reasonable, you know, pretty good chance it'll come to pass. I think we'll end up with one. Can't guarantee it, but we have a number of things that we need to resolve there in the agreement that the commission is well aware of, and one of those is the term of the agreement. How long will it be in effect? Secondarily, is there going to be any kind of what kind of notice is going to be given to us on the part of the county, and so we can let RCPD know if on a particular day they can't have access to that range because of training that's going on around the facility. There's a lot of activity around the range area, as there is on all throughout Fort Riley. Very important training from the military's point of view, but would make use of the range impractical at that time. And so we've even discussed with the fort, kind of going off of what Commissioner Wilson indicated, that the fort is bending over backwards in some ways to try and accommodate, to see if this can work for the parties by giving us access to not just the primary range, but some of the other range locations there on the fort. If it turns out that on a given day that RCPD has scheduled training there, we could possibly move to another range on the fort. So the term is important. The ability to move to a different location on the fort is important. And the all important thing is, no matter what kind of agreement we end up with, as you said, the party setting the rules for whether we can stay there is always going to be the military. And if there's some kind of a national emergency or some sort of change in status of the military or the use of Fort Riley, I mean, we're going to have to, whatever we've got in the agreement is going to be secondary to that. So there's always going to be a little bit of embedded risk to the county's work on that facility regarding the firing range, because when it comes right down to it, we don't control access to it. The final say is always going to be Fort Riley.
but seems like what financially seems like it's definitely worth the risk.
It's hard to beat free.
Yeah.
In terms of a cost. That is the one of the really appealing things. It's also very convenient, I think, in terms of location compared to the current range. So there's some great things about it, but like any other endeavor like this, there's going to be some trade-offs. Each party is going to bear some measure of risk in coming up with an agreement that makes sense. And that's why whenever you negotiate something like this, that has to be kept in mind. You can't guarantee that there's going to be a perfect arrangement.
Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, County Councilor Clancy Holman. If you have any comments, questions, what have you, 785-537-1350. And kind of going with the fact that this would be free for you guys, very important, because this is the first year that you guys have to worry about the tax lid officially. I know it's been a worry for the past 2 or 3 years, but now it's actually into place. So I guess, Commissioner, as we inched closer towards budget season, what impact do you see there? I know that there was a lot of exemptions that happened, and that there was a lot of transformation of the tax lid as far as what we first thought it was going to be compared to what it actually is.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know what to expect. Part of it will depend on increases in valuation due to new buildings or due to improvements to existing buildings, and we just don't know what that'll be for us. The costs are gonna come together in May and June, really, as departments start presenting their budgets and the outside agencies present their appropriations requests. And yeah, certain things like public safety, the police and fire and EMS are exempt from the tax lid. And so I think we'll just have to do it for a couple or a few years to really get the hang of how things work with the tax lid.
Now, one big expense coming up for the county is the radio system. That would be exempt under the tax lid, right?
We believe it is, yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably a big relief, because that's not going to be a cheap purchase.
Right.
Probably looking at, I believe, at least $10 million, I think, is what we're kind of thinking.
I think $8 to $10 million is what we've seen. Maybe it's $10 million, including all the entities, and the county would pay less than that. But yes, it's a pretty big number.
And last year, Commissioner, you actually didn't sign off on the budget last year as far as the mill levy increase. I forget what it was. I want to say it was 0.7 or something like that.
Right.
Looking at, and I know it's super early. This is kind of like, after the Super Bowl or after the tournament, there's always those way too early top 25 predictions where it's, you never know. It's early. It's early. But looking ahead a little bit, how do you see how that's going to go? Do you guys expect maybe another slight increase, or do you think there'll be some cuts, maybe even? What are you kind of gauging in this too early prediction?
Well, with the tax lid, I think we'll try hard to keep it even, and because if we get over, then we're going to have to pay a bunch of money for a special election. It'll be a challenge to an extra effort that we'd rather not go to put it up for a vote. So if we can keep it even, I think that's what we'll try to do. But we'll see.
We'll see. Like I said, two early predictions. And let's go ahead and go to what I think will probably be our last break of the hour, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Mental Health Crisis Center that a lot of entities around here, regional leaders, are trying to get going. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.